I would like for you to get your Bibles this morning, and I would like for you to turn to two portions of Scripture. I would like you first to turn to Ephesians chapter 6, the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Put a marker there in Ephesians chapter 6, and then I'd like for you to turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. So start with Ephesians 6. Put a marker there, and then turn to 1 Peter chapter 5 and hold that open on your lap while we get ready up here in the front. I want to speak with you a message entitled, You Are Being Studied. You are being studied. Let's pray. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask that you would open up your word this morning. I pray that, Lord, you would open our eyes and our understanding as to the reality of our Christian experience. I do pray that, Lord, you would anoint the preaching of your word this morning. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen and amen. 1 Peter chapter 5.
En el primer libro de Pedro, capítulo 5.
Peter, writing to these that received the letter,
Pedro, escribiéndolo a esos que recibieron la letra,
said something very important in chapter 5 and verse 8.
Dijo algo muy importante ahí en el capítulo 5 y versículo 8.
And he said this.
Y dijo esto.
He said, be sober.
Dijo, practiquen el dominio propio y manténganse alerta.
Be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Su enemigo, el diablo, ronda como león rugiente, buscando a quien devorar.
He is walking all around.
Él está caminando en todo lugar.
And he is walking around like a roaring lion.
Está caminando como un león rugiente.
Seeking whom he may devour.
Buscando a quien devorar.
And when I speak with you this morning,
cuando yo te estoy hablando esta mañana,
I'm not trying to speak a message that will make you scared.
No estoy tratando de hacer un mensaje que te va a asustar.
But our generation needs the fear of God again.
Pero nuestra generación necesita el miedo de Dios nuevamente.
We're living in a generation.
Estamos viviendo en una generación.
We're living in a time.
En un tiempo.
That there isn't even a belief in God anymore.
Que ya no se cree en Dios.
And all the more there is not a belief in the devil.
Y además que ya no hay un diablo.
When the atheist says there is no God.
Cuando los ateos dicen que ya no hay un Dios.
They say it in reference to the fact that they don't want to be accountable for their sin.
Ellos lo dicen que por una razón que ellos no se quieren ser culpables por su pecado.
But in their denial of God, there's a denial of Satan.
Pero lo que ellos no creen en Dios, tampoco creen en Dios.
Because how can there be a devil if there is no God?
Porque cómo puede haber un diablo si no hay un Dios.
This mentality is beginning to go around the whole of the world today.
Esta mentalidad está creciendo en todo el mundo.
There's no belief in the devil anymore.
Ya no se cree en el diablo.
And I want to read for you the lyrics to a song.
Y quiero leerte unas palabras y una canción.
And it was a song that Keith Green wrote many, many years ago.
Una canción que Keith Green escribió hace mucho tiempo.
He died in the early 80s.
Él murió en los años 80.
And so I want you to think about what he was writing back in the early 80s. And the name of the song is No One Believes in Me Anymore. And he speaks from the perspective of the devil. And this is how the song lyrics go.
Y así es como va la canción.
He says, oh, my job keeps getting easier.
Dice, oh, mi trabajo sigue siendo más fácil.
As time keeps slipping away,
como el tiempo pasa,
I can imitate the brightest light,
puedo imitar la luz más, fuerte,
and make the night look just like day.
Y hacer que la noche parezca como la luz.
I put some truth in every lie.
Yo pongo una verdad en toda mentira.
To tickle itching ears.
Para darte cosquillas en el oído.
You know, I'm drawing people just like flies.
Yo sé que tú sabes que estoy trayendo gente como las moscas.
Because they like what they hear.
Porque a ellos les gusta lo que oyen.
He says, I'm gaining power by the hour.
Estoy ganando mucho poder por hora.
They're falling by the score.
Cayendo en multitudes.
You know, it's getting very simple now.
Sabes que ahora está siendo muy simple.
Because no one believes in me anymore.
Porque ya nadie cree en mí.
Oh, heaven's just a state of mind.
Oh, los cielos solamente una mentalidad.
My books read on your shelf.
Mis libros leídos ahí en el gabinete.
Oh, have you heard that God is dead?
Oh, ¿has oído que Dios está muerto?
I made that one up myself.
Yo hice esa mentira solo.
They're dabbling in magic spells.
Están cayendo en hechicerías.
They get their fortunes read.
Ellos, leen su fortuna.
They heard the truth but turned away.
Oyen la verdad, pero se voltean.
And they've followed me instead.
Y ellos me siguen a mí en vez.
I used to have to sneak around.
Yo tenía que,
used to sneak around. Used to hide. Used to have to hide.
Yo tenía que esconderme para eso.
But now they just open their doors.
Pero ahora me abren la puerta.
No one is watching for my tricks.
Nadie está cuidando mis, trucos.
Since no one believes in me anymore.
Nadie cree en mí.
Everyone likes a winner.
A todos les gusta el ganador.
With my help, you're guaranteed to win.
Con mi ayuda, tú vas a ganar.
Hey man, you ain't no sinner.
Oye, hombre, tú no eres pecador.
No, you've got the truth within.
Tú tienes la verdad en ti.
And as your life slips by, you believe the lie.
Y en lo que tu vida corre, tú crees la mentira.
That you did it on your own.
Tú lo has hecho solo.
But don't worry.
Pero no te preocupes.
I'll be there to help you share.
Yo estaré ahí para ayudarte.
A dark eternal home.
Para ayudarte, con un camino oscuro.
He says, oh, my job keeps getting easier.
Oh, mi trabajo sigue siendo fácil.
As day slips into day.
Así como el día se sigue en el día.
The magazines, the newspapers.
Los libros y los, periódicos.
Print every word I say.
Escriben todo lo que yo digo.
You know, I dream that it would never stop.
Sabes que yo he soñado que nunca va a parar.
But I know it's not that way.
Pero yo sé que no es, esa es la verdad.
Still my work goes on and on.
Pero mi trabajo sigue.
Always stronger than before.
Siempre más fuerte que antes.
I'm going to make it dark before the dawn.
Lo voy a hacer más oscuro antes de la oscuridad.
Since no one believes in me anymore.
Ya que nadie cree en mí.
Keith Green wrote that song. He died in 1983. And I shudder to think of what Keith Green would think if he was alive today. There is less and less a mentality of eternity in our young people today. And we don't realize that the enemy is more real today than he's ever been. The scripture says that the devil walks around like a lion.
La escritura dice que el diablo camina como un león.
He says it's your adversary, the devil.
Es tu adversario, el diablo.
Adversary means he's your enemy. He is not your friend. And like a lion,
como un león,
a roaring lion,
como un león, rugiente,
he seeks who he can devour.
Busca a quien puede destruir.
And when it speaks about a lion looking for who it can devour,
y cuando se refiere a un león que busca a quien devorar,
that lion is studying its prey.
Ese león está estudiando a su, presa.
It is looking for loopholes.
Está buscando por un
It's trying to find a way to get its prey.
Está tratando de buscar por un camino de cómo agarrarte.
And it describes your and my enemy as a lion.
Y te describe a ti, como un león.
And he is looking for a way in.
Y está buscando por un camino de donde entrar.
And when he comes in to destroy.
Cuando entra, entra para destruir.
When a lion is looking for its prey,
cuando un león está buscando por su presa,
they begin to roar with their lion roar.
Empiezan esos rugientes, fuertes.
Their roars can be heard for 5 miles away.
Sus rugidos se oyen por 5 millas.
And they say it can be so loud,
dicen que puede ser muy fuerte,
that it can immobilize its prey.
Que paraliza a su presa.
The enemy is walking around you and me.
El enemigo está caminando cerca de ti y de mí.
And he is looking for a way in to destroy you.
Está buscando por ese camino cómo destruirte.
It is looking for a way to get in.
Está buscando por un camino cómo entrar.
A lion will watch a whole herd of cattle, if you will.
El león mira a toda una ganado.
And it'll begin to spy out the weak ones.
Y empieza a buscar por el más débil.
You see, Peter was saying,
mira, Pedro estaba diciendo,
he was saying, be sober and vigilant.
Dice que estuvieras,
what's the first
que te mantengas alerta.
Watch your back.
Que cuides tu espalda.
Remain sharp in the Lord.
Que estés listo con el Señor.
Stay in tune with God.
Estate en un tono con Dios.
Don't allow distractions and things to turn you away from God.
No permitas que las distracciones te volteen.
Because the enemy is studying you.
Porque el enemigo te está estudiando.
He's looking for a way in.
Está buscando por un camino para entrar.
And a lion looks at that flock.
Y ese león mira a esa manada.
And he begins to scope it out and see where are the weak ones.
Y empieza a buscar por el más débil.
Where is that one that's distinguishes itself from the rest of the flock?
¿Dónde está esa persona que se está distanciando de todo el manado?
Where is the one that is sick?
¿Cuál es la que está enferma?
The one that is wounded.
La que está lastimada.
The one that isn't as strong as the rest.
La que no es muy fuerte como los demás.
And he waits and watches.
Y espera y mira.
And he waits for the opportune time to attack.
Luego espera por la oportunidad para atacar.
He's studying you.
Te está estudiando a ti.
He's looking at what you're watching.
Te está mirando a tú que estás mirando.
He's looking at where you go.
Está viendo que, a ver a dónde vas.
He sees your church attendance.
Él está viendo tu, tendencia en la iglesia.
He sees your lack of church attendance.
Él mira lo que no tienes a la iglesia.
He's looking at your connectedness to God.
Él está mirando qué conectado estás tú con Dios.
And he waits.
Él espera.
And he waits.
Y espera.
Lions are known to wait for days before they'll attack the weak.
Son conocidos por esperar días y días antes de atacar.
Waits for the opportune time.
Espera por ese día para atacar.
Usually under the cover of darkness.
Especialmente durante la oscuridad.
And then it attacks.
Luego te ataca.
When Peter describes your enemy and mine,
cuando Pedro está describiendo tu enemigo y el mío,
describing him as a lion,
describiéndolo como un león,
he is showing how ferocious the enemy really is.
Él está enseñando qué tan furioso es.
He is out to destroy.
Está ahí para destruirte.
In Ephesians chapter 6,
ahí en Efesios capítulo 6,
verse 11.
En el versículo 11.
The apostle Paul was talking to the Ephesians about putting on the whole armor of God.
El apóstol Juan está hablando de ponerte tu armadura.
It's actually Pablo.
Pablo. Paul.
He was telling those Ephesians about being robed with the whole armor of God.
Estaba diciendo a los Ephesios que se vistieran con esa armadura de Dios.
And he says it in verse 11 this way.
Y lo dice así en el versículo 11.
He says, put on the whole armor of God.
Dice, pónganse toda la armadura de Dios.
That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Para que puedan hacer frente a, la, a las artimañas del diablo.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Pónganse toda la armadura de Dios.
Protect yourself. Like Peter said, be sober and vigilant.
Como Pedro decía, que te estuvieras, listo.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Ponte toda la armadura de Dios.
So that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Para que puedas hacer frente a las artimañas del diablo.
That word for wiles in the New King James Version.
Esa palabra, artimañas.
It's the same in the King James, the New King James, wiles, W-I-L-E-S.
Es la misma en todas las versiones de la Biblia.
It's described as schemes in the modern English version.
Está describiendo,
schemes, plans.
Planos, esquemas.
Another way it's described as strategies.
Otra forma de describirlo es estrategias.
And what it means is,
y lo que quiere decir esto es de,
your enemy is studying you.
Que tu enemigo te está estudiando a ti.
And he's developing plans to destroy you.
Y está haciendo planes como destruirte.
He is scheming.
Te está esquimiendo.
He's devising plans of destruction.
Está haciendo planes de destrucción.
It means that it's a plan or an arrangement.
Quiere decir que es un plan o algo arreglado.
To try to attain an object.
Para tratar de obtener un objeto.
The Greek word for wiles or schemes.
La palabra griega para esta.
Is methodia.
Es metodia.
It's where we get the word methods.
Es donde agarramos la palabra métodos.
What he is trying to do is he is following you and me.
Lo que está haciendo y tratando de hacer es seguirte.
But he's following you, trying to devise a plan for your destruction.
Pero te está siguiendo para hacer un plan de destrucción.
You are in a war, people.
Tú estás en una guerra.
And you have an enemy.
Y tú tienes un enemigo.
Satan is real.
Satanás es real.
And he wants to destroy you and me.
Y él quiere destruirte a ti y a mí.
And we must understand that his intention is hurt, never for good.
Nosotros tenemos que entender que su intención es mala.
Even those that are lured into his lies.
Hasta esos que están siendo guiados en sus vidas.
And he seemingly is prospering their way.
Y parece que están prosperando en sus vidas.
The end result is their destruction.
El resultado final es destrucción.
You see, the enemy is devising these plans because he is studying you and me.
Y el enemigo está revolucionando estos planes porque te quiere destruir.
But what is wonderful about all of this,
pero lo que es maravilloso acerca de todo esto,
is that not only does Satan have a plan for your life,
que no solamente Satanás tiene un plan para tu vida,
God has a plan for your life.
Pero Dios tiene un plan para tu vida.
And when you put your hand in the hand of Almighty God,
cuando tú pones tu vida y tu mano en la mano de Dios,
and you are walking with your God,
y tú estás caminando con Dios,
you can be assured of God's protection.
Tú puedes asegurarte de su protección.
Paul is saying there is a whole armor.
Pablo está diciendo que hay toda una armadura.
And he's saying you need to arm yourself.
Tienes que armarte.
You need to arm yourself with the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit.
Tienes que armarte con la palabra de Dios, que es la espada.
You need to arm yourself with faith, the helmet of faith.
Tienes que armarte con el casco, que es la fe.
That means your mind should be full of an understanding of who God is and what He has for you.
Eso quiere decir que tu mente tiene que estar llena de lo que, entendimiento de Dios.
There is so much to the elements of this armor.
Hay muchos elementos acerca de esta armadura.
You can read it and study it later.
Que lo puedes leer y estudiar.
The point is that you can be armed against the attacks of the devil.
Pero el punto es de que tú puedes estar armado y listo para el diablo.
The point of my message for you today is this.
El punto del mensaje es esto.
Is that you are being studied by the enemy right now.
Es de que tú has sido estudiado por el enemigo.
He is looking for a way in.
Él está buscando por un camino donde entrar.
Turn to Ephesians chapter 4, just about a page. back in your Bibles, if you're in Ephesians. And look what it says at verse 27.
Mira lo que dice en el versículo 27.
It says, nor give place to the devil.
Y dice, ni den cabida al diablo.
And what he's describing is are different things that can become a hindrance in your life.
Lo que está describiendo aquí es diferentes cosas que puede lastimar nuestras vidas.
Look at verse 26.
En el versículo 26.
It says, be angry and do not sin.
Dice, si se enojan, no pequen.
Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
No dejen que el sol se ponga estado aún enojado.
Neither give place to the devil.
Ni den cabida al diablo.
When it says not to give place to the devil,
lo que quiere decir que no des lugar al diablo,
is described as don't give him an opportunity in your life.
Está describido como diciendo que no le des una oportunidad en tu vida.
Don't allow him a foothold.
No le des donde agarrarse.
It also means don't make room for him.
También quiere decir que no le des lugar.
Another way it's described as don't give the devil an opportunity to work. You see, the enemy is watching for loopholes. He is desiring for you to give him access. Because he knows if he can get in there, he can destroy you. It can come in many, many different forms. Our young people are being tempted today in so many ways. He knows if I get them at when they're young, I can destroy the remainder of their lives. In our young years, it's a seedbed of scheming from the enemy. Give away your virginity, it's not going to hurt you. Just take one hit, you're not going to get hooked like anybody else. Go ahead and hang around at those parties. You won't be influenced like everybody else does. That destruction you see all around you, it's not going to happen to you. The enemy is looking for a loophole. He wants access. And the enemy is a liar. You give him a centimeter, he's going to take 10 miles. Guard your heart.
Cubre tu corazón.
Guard your life.
Protege tu vida.
The enemy is studying you.
El enemigo te está estudiando.
The enemy works like a fly fisherman.
El enemigo trabaja como un pescador de,
just a fisherman even.
Como un pescador.
For those of you that like to fish, know exactly what I'm about to say. When a fisherman goes fishing, they want to catch a fish. And if they're a good fisherman, you know what they're going to do? They're going to study the surroundings. They're going to investigate what are the fish biting at. Are they biting at a certain kind of nymph? Certain kind of bug? Are they biting on worms? Or if all else fails, I got power bait. And they'll try that lure. They'll try the bait. And if no bite, it's not working. I better try something else. So they try another bait. Got a little nibble. Little bite. But they're still not biting. So they try something else.
otra cosa.
Then all of a sudden, he got one.
Y de repente agarra uno.
Tries that same thing again and catches another one.
Trata lo mismo y agarra otro.
Satan is just like a fisherman for you and me.
Satanás es como un pescador para ti, para mí.
He throws things out for us to see if we'll bite.
Él nos avienta cosas para ver qué nos llama la atención.
He'll throw something out there and see, is it going to lure our attention away? And he's studying us. Ooh, that distracted him. That got his attention. That distracted her. So the enemy gets more of that same stuff and throws it.
So el enemigo te empieza a tirar más de eso.
He's trying to find an entry point.
Están tratando de entrar ahí.
They nibbled on it.
Te trae.
And so he throws more because he wants to get the hook in.
Tira más y más y más porque te quiere agarrar.
Boy, Pastor, you're talking about lions and fish.
Estás hablando de leones y pescados.
The enemy's a master.
Él es el enemigo de destrucción.
At trapping his prey.
Cómo atrapar su presa.
The scripture even describes him as one of those that catches birds.
La escritura también habla acerca de unas personas que agarran pájaros.
He puts the trap right in front of the birds, but in a way they don't recognize it.
Pone la trampa ahí en frente de los pájaros, pero de una forma que no puedan reconocerlo.
Because if you knew it was there, obviously you wouldn't go, right?
Porque si tú sabes que va a estar ahí, pues obviamente que no vas a agarrarlo, ¿verdad?
So it hides under cover.
So lo esconde.
There's a lie prevailing. It's not going to catch you.
Es como una mentira que está ahí diciendo que no te va a agarrar a ti.
The enemy is looking to get you and to get me.
El enemigo está buscando de cómo agarrarte a ti y a mí.
All we have to do is open our eyes a little.
Todo lo que tenemos que hacer es abrir nuestros ojos.
And we can see the devil has been quite busy.
Podemos ver que el enemigo ha estado muy ocupado.
To our young people here,
a nuestros jóvenes aquí,
you are his prime target.
Tú eres el target más primeramente.
He knows you have your life ahead of you.
Él sabe que tú tienes tu vida delante de ti.
He sees the families that you can have and raise.
Él ve las familias que tú puedes tener, que te pueden criar.
He sees the witness that you can carry and how people can see what a life with God can be like. So you as a young person need to guard your heart.
Tú como joven tienes que proteger tu corazón.
He wants you to have a lot of baggage with it. He doesn't want you to live your life with the Lord at all.
Él no quiere que vivas tu vida con Dios.
So he's got his sights locked on you.
So él tiene su vista en ti.
The scripture says, guard your heart with all diligence.
La escritura dice que cubras tu corazón con toda inteligencia.
Guard your heart.
Que cubras tu corazón.
For out of it flows the issues of life.
Porque de ahí corre la vida.
This life goes by quickly. Decisions that you make now can have consequences in your future.
Las decisiones que tú tomas ahora pueden tener consecuencias en tu futuro.
Put God in your decisions.
Pero pon Dios en tu decisión.
God wants to help you.
Dios te quiere ayudar.
It's not only for our young people.
No solamente para los jóvenes.
It's even for our middle-aged people.
Es para la edad mediana.
Sometimes we've made our mistakes.
A veces hacemos errores.
But we serve a God that's able to restore what has been destroyed.
Pero nosotros servimos a un Dios que puede restaurar.
Put God first now.
Pon a Dios primeramente.
And look what God can do.
Y mira lo que Dios puede hacer por ti.
It's for our elderly ones.
Acerca de los ancianos.
You're praying and you've been seeking God.
Tú has orado y buscando a Dios.
God wants to show himself strong on your behalf.
Y Dios quiere mostrarse fuerte en tu lugar.
So the message today,
el mensaje de hoy,
is really just about bringing back to our understanding,
es realmente traer a nuestro entendimiento,
that we do have an enemy.
que tenemos un enemigo.
He does exist.
Y sí existe.
And he is looking for an entry point into your life.
Y está buscando cómo entrar a tu vida.
He is studying you because he wants to destroy you.
Te está estudiando porque te quiere destruir.
He wants to make you another statistic.
Él quiere hacerte otra estadística.
But God wants to raise you up for his glory and for his honor.
Pero Dios te quiere levantar a ti para su honra y su gloria.
He's got good things in store for you.
Él tiene buenas cosas para ti.
When you come in line with God,
cuando tú vienes en ese camino con Dios,
you come in line to his plan for your life.
Tú vienes en ese camino de su plan para ti.
And you will never regret that you chose God.
Y nunca lo vas a,
Amen.
A lamentar que tú escogiste ese camino.
Amen. Let's stand.